Hi, my name is Alan from Alan Wee Property. Welcome back to my YouTube channel. The Singapore property market has long been intertwined with global economic forces. And as a small, open economy heavily relies on trade and foreign investment, Singapore is particularly sensitive to external shocks. Among the most potent threat on the horizon is the prospect of a US recession, triggered by heightened tariffs. A scenario not entirely implausible given rising geopolitical tension and protectionist trend. Should such a recession materialize, it will have wide-ranging implications across Singapore real estate landscape. While all sectors will feel the pressure, the commercial and high-end luxury property segment are likely to bear the brunt of the downturn. What about our humble HDB flats, BTO flats and mass market condominiums? What about new homes to ECs? This video will explore which sectors are most vulnerable and examine the broader implication for the Singapore property market. Tariffs, especially broadly applied across critical sectors like electronics, semiconductors or energy, can significantly disrupt global supply chains. A trade war or tariff conflicts between the US and other major economies such as China or the EU could slow global trade, rise costs for producers and reduce consumer spending. This could trigger a recession in the US, the world's largest economy as of now. This ripple effect will be felt across Asia, especially in export-driven economy like Singapore. A US recession would likely lead to lower global demand for goods and services, weakening corporate earnings, and this means less tax collected by governments. Companies that are affected will cut jobs to save expenses. This will surely lead to rising unemployment, pull back in foreign direct investment and reduce spending. That is why even Prime Minister Lawrence Wong gave a ministerial statement in Parliament on 8th of April, addressing sweeping US tariffs and how this could impact Singapore. The last time PM gave such impromptu speech was made during COVID-19 on the announcement of the circuit breaker. Among the various real estate segments, the commercial office space sector is supposed to be hit the hardest. Here's why. Singapore Grade A office market in the CBD is heavily occupied by multinational corporations or MNCs, particularly in sectors like finance, tech, and legal services. In the event of a US recession, US-based firms, which form a sizable portion of these tenants, are likely to downsize operations, implement hiring freezes, or even pull out of overseas market to cut costs. This could weaken demand for office space and rise vacancy rates across board. Firms from other regions, including Europe and China, may also adopt a wait-and-see approach during a global downturn. Delay expansion plans and contract renegotiation for cheaper leases can dampen rental yield and lower the capital value of office properties. This will indirectly lead to a softening of profits for REITs. Here, don't say REITs are defensive play during a recession haul. This will also spell trouble to strata title office space, especially those on depreciating lease. If you are holding on to popular locations such as in Raffles Place or Tanjong Pagar, then there is still some hope. But if you are located in those grade B or C kind and you cannot make it location, you better own self, take care, own self. The luxury residential segment that can be found in the core central region will face the brunt of the impact. Luxury homes in areas such as Orchard Road, Sentosa and CBD are often purchased by high net worth individuals, many of whom are foreign nations or Singapore PRs with a portfolio of international properties. A recession in the US could deplete wealth portfolio globally, causing potential buyers to hold off on big ticket purchases or shift their capital to safer or more liquid assets. For those that want to watch their money, also difficult. This is after the biggest money laundering scandal in Singapore. The authority has tightened its money laundering regime. The rental market in this area will also be affected due to an exodus of tenants. Tenants may downsize or relocate out of the OCR to RCR area for more affordable rental rates. This will be a dummy whammy for investors holding on to this segment. The resale market is also traditionally weak in this segment. This means there is a lower liquidity in this area. I confirm wouldn't buy unless you sell dirt cheap to me. Then I may consider. If you overstretch your loan, buy into crappy properties at high prices, cannot find tenants to help sustain your monthly installment, still have to pay boliao hefty maintenance fees, the mother of all is you are out of job. This will be the beginning of your worst nightmare. That is why during a severe recession, you have people doing silly things. Not all is done. Stay calm and recollect your position. I was there before. That is why I know. The industrial property market will see various impact depending on the subsector. Tariff-driven disruption can directly hurt Singapore export, particularly in machineries, pharmaceutical, chemical products and others. Factory and logistic company could scale down operation, leading to reduced demand for warehouse and manufacturing space. Business may even relocate to Malaysia due to the lower cost of doing business. This is already happening to industrial parks. Tenants are moving out. This brings me back to a burning question. Has high rental rates played a part? Is Singapore losing its competitive edge? Or do we have local talents and workforce to sustain such business model? Anyway, most of such space belong to JCC. Frankly speaking, it doesn't bother me and neither do you. However, those that own strata title factory space will face longer vacancy period and this will lead to lower valuation if business sentiment continue to weaken. The retail sector, while vulnerable to consumer sentiments, might be somewhat more resilient compared to commercial office or luxury homes. Singapore domestic consumption remained relatively strong. However, with a hollowing out from corporate tenants, tighter spending from tourists, this may spell trouble to luxury retailers, particularly in areas like Orchard Road to Marina Bay area. Retailers will renegotiate lease or exit unprofitable location, leading to increased vacancy. Anyway, Orchard Road has already lost its shine. Even locals are turning away from it. Sadly, for the longest time ever, they have failed to reinvent themselves. By the way, I previously written in to the Singapore Tourist Promotion Board on some suggestion to improve the tourism experience after my Japan vacation last year. I suppose, who want to bother to listen to my feedback? Anyway, neighborhood malls and heartland retails which cater to daily needs are likely to remain relatively stable due to strong domestic demand. Who knows, with increased unemployment, locals will stay in Singapore and spend more money instead. So you see, someone lost is another one gained. Singapore retailer can still party until RTS is up and running. By then, the entire retail market will be shaken. I'm very, very sure. HDB and mass market private condos, especially in the OCR sector, will likely be the most resilient. This is because of strong local demands. These segments are supported by Singapore home ownership policies and mainly a local market. Kena retrench also have to sell and downgrade. Cannot escape one. This is a bread and butter segment. A US recession may dent sentiment, but housing demand for HDB flats and OCR condo is primarily driven by needs, marriage, family formation, upgrading and downgrading aspiration. This, unlike luxury homes, these sectors have little speculative or foreign investor activities, making them less sensitive to price fluctuation. That is why I love the heartland. That is why for selected mass market projects to EC, still can consider. Hopefully, developer can price to sell. Don't be so greedy to milk every drop from buyers. Then, there will be those that will ask me questions like, can I still buy HDB BTO flats? During a downturn, if budget permit, go and buy the most expensive BTO flats. This one confirm what? Don't forget, BTO what forever. If a US recession triggered by tariffs does occur, Singapore commercial office and high-end luxury residential sector would likely be the hardest hit. These sectors are deeply integrated into the global economy, depending on foreign buyers and vulnerable to shift in speculation sentiment. Meanwhile, mass market housing and neighborhood retails are expected to hold up better due to their heartland fundamental. As such, property investors should adopt a cautious stand on high-risk sector and consider reallocating to more resilient properties with stable cash flow, such as heartland retail space or suburb residential condo. For property buyers, you can still consider to buy. Buy those that have a strong appeal and a unique selling point. Avoid those that are too atas, unless they are priced to sell. Going forward, will developer enter the market and bid lower? If they really do, what does it mean for the existing GLS site they are already sold at current valuation? Will they be bidding 20% lower? I'm sure they will. This is a must-have safety margin to factor in heightened risk ahead. If that really happened, those that price to sell will still what? That's why in any crisis, there will always be opportunities. Don't look at it so gloomy. There are still underlying opportunity ahead. If time permit and a recession do really happen, I will do one. US recession coming. Where are the property lobangs? That's all. Take care and stay safe.